Beloved, Christ is in our midst. This Sunday, before the birth of our Lord, we hear that long gospel from St. Matthew, the genealogy, as St. Matthew says, of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's very popular nowadays, genealogy. Can't turn on the TV without seeing an ad for Ancestry.com or 23andMe to check out your roots, to see where your ancestors came from. And both the evangelists, Luke and Matthew, go to great lengths to write down Jesus' genealogy. It's important that we know this because it shows that Jesus was not simply born from anywhere. He didn't spring up out of nothing. He didn't come from a human nature that he fashioned separate from ours. But no, there's a whole list of ancestors of the Lord. All the way back, and St. Luke goes all the way back to Adam, whom God himself created, the Son of God created. And we have today this list of names of all these people who waited for the coming of the Savior and through whom he came into the world. Because it is from Israel, from the chosen people, the Jews, that God decided to take flesh. And he took on our human flesh from the Virgin, from Mary. Not a separate flesh that he fashioned solely for himself, but the very flesh we bear, he took from her to become one of us. Because our human nature had fallen away from God, was living in the mire of sin, in a bestial nature, a plaything of demons. And the Son of God could not look and let it continue. Nor could he come in the majesty of his glory, for we would fear him. We would run from him. We would be overcome by his majesty. So because he loves us so, he became one of us to come to us who live in the mire of sin, to become, as one of the scripture writers says, to indeed to become sin, to become the one who dies upon the cross as the sin offering that we may be saved. He did not shrink. He did not hold back. He did not shy away from coming into the pigsty of the human nature as it had become, so that he could grab us and lift us up with himself. That if he wanted to save us, which he does, always and everyone, he lowers himself. He empties himself completely. He empties himself of all his prerogatives as God, of his majesty and glory, to take on our flesh, to become descended of sinners, in order to come to you and me, sinners, to me, the first of sinners, in order to save us. This is what we celebrate on this day as we remember his genealogy according to the flesh. Because every time we read those names, how long they may go, the reading of those names is always a counting of God's love for us, of how he chose to become one of those, descended of those whose names we read, to become one of us, to save us. And as we celebrate these ancestors of the Lord today, we too are called to become ancestors of Christ. We become his ancestors by allowing him to be born in us, that we so empty ourselves of our self-will, of our selfishness, of pride, of sin, so that he can take up his home in us, so that it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. And then, Christ living in us, humility itself, for humility is the person of Christ. His humility in us, by that, we may bring about the birth of Christ in others who have not heard of him, in others who may only know his name but nothing about him, so that we may too become his ancestors, that as he is born in us, we may help others also be born in him, that he is born anew again and again in this world to save us, to live in us, to bring us to his Father through his Holy Spirit.